It's time again for Health Talk on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of healthy conversation about practical ways to improve your quality of life. Now, from the all-new White Spruce Medical, here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Health Talk. My name is Dr. Scott Looper, and I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. Our guest today is Erica Moeller. Erica is the owner and operator of the Roaming Root Market, which is a local market that specializes in locally derived produce. And today we're going to be talking about her market and the local farming situation and kind of what's good in the stores right now. Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Erica, tell me about your shop first, your market. Where is it located? Sure. Where do you carry that kind of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are in the Tina Pump Plaza, so right off of the Geist Road exit of the Mitchell. We're in the same strip mall as, like, Lemongrass, Lulu's, and the Red Fox. And everything we sell is made or grown in Alaska. There's nothing in here from outside of the state. And we're a little limited on produce right now, but some folks will find it surprising that we actually do still have Alaskan grown produce.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's that even possible? I mean, it's kind of
snowy.
Some of
these things will store. Yeah, we've got carrots, beets, and potatoes that were stored from last year. And they're still, like, really nice and firm, and just, they look fantastic. We have mushrooms. There's a brand new mushroom farm in town. So we have mushrooms that are harvested, like, the night before they hit our shelves. We have microgreens and, like, sprouts that are, same thing, harvested right as they hit the shelves. And, yeah, here in a couple, hopefully if all of the snow melts, towards the end of May, beginning of June, we're going to kick into this next summer's produce, and that will start with asparagus. And I think we're the only place in town that sells locally grown asparagus.
That's cool. That is yeah. A true mark of spring, when you can get local asparagus, yeah. That's for sure.
Right?
So, Erica, I got a zillion questions about food and where you get it and so on and so forth. But wait. Let's put those on the back burner. What I want to know, first of all, is of all the things that you could have done in the world, you chose to do this. Erica, what's the dealio?
So I started this with farmers in mind. I actually started a small farm myself, and that gave me, and I only did it for a summer, so I say all of this kind of with a grain of salt. You know, I have one summer's worth of knowledge as to what the barriers to entry are for farmers in this town. And one of the biggest barriers to entry they have is an inability to meet their market. Outside of the farmer's market, your real only access to selling your produce or your meat or whatever is either through word of mouth or, like, meeting up and selling things on Facebook Marketplace. And it's a real time suck for people who don't have a lot of spare time to begin with. So my background is in logistics, and I kind of saw this problem. I was like, you know what? We don't have a local food supply problem in Fairbanks. We have a local food supply chain management problem in Fairbanks. And so I started this store with the idea of just helping farmers meet their customer base. And it has grown exponentially from now there. We actually have become a kind of quasi art gallery in addition to a grocery store.
You know, that, what happens is when you hit the nail on the head like this, you resonate with a community. And let me speak for myself. I like food. I think food is really important. I really do. I mean, honestly, people sometimes they don't care. They just pour some fuel in and that's all they need, right? Not me. Sure. I want to eat good. I want to eat stuff that's tasty. I want to look forward to it. So one of the things that we do is we try to source high quality ingredients. We want to get stuff that's, you know, that tastes better. And if we can, you get somebody's help, and also local, we want local stuff. We want locals. We don't have to travel from far away. I mean, aside from the carbon footprint and all that, what I really care about is, what does it taste good? Now, wait, let me rant. I'm going to rant a teeny little bit here. Let me rant on the quality of the produce that Fairbanks generates in the summertime. The vegetables that we grow here, some of them are the best in the world, at least as far as I know.
100%.
The best I've ever had in my entire life. There, nothing compares. I wonder, why isn't people like chefs in France or, you know, wherever, beating the doors down to get the high-quality stuff? We get here, it's like unbelievably high-quality stuff. And the reason is because where we live and the fact that we get so much sun and the plants just pile on the sugar because it never gets dark. And you get this fabulous produce. Okay, enough of the rant. Erica, tell us tell us more.
No, you're so right. Like, I mean, the strawberries that we get in here in the summer, you will not be able to go back to store-bought strawberries. You just can't. The beef and the pork that we get, you can taste, you know, the quality of these animals and just the quality of the meat, and it's so good. But yeah, I you know, going back to your question, like, I chose to do this because I wanted to start a community around local food. And that's really, and it has just kind of grown from there into these weird places. We started, the last time we spoke, it was the middle of winter of 2019, I think.
Yeah.
And I had not even opened the bus yet.
No, yeah.
So since
it was just an idea. You were a gleam.
Exactly, a gleam. Yeah. And since then, I opened up the bus. I was open for a full 2 weekends, and then I had to shut down because of COVID. So I switched to doing deliveries out of my Jeep, and then I reopened, I think, in like late May. I was in the bus for until the middle of August, moved into a store, and then I've since doubled the size of the store. So it has, I think we've succeeded in building a community around local food and local art and jewelry and pottery. And I think you're absolutely right. Like, people taste the difference and they taste the quality.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the things you have in your store. I want you to go through some of your favorites, and I don't care what they are, whatever, whether it's produce or meat or, you know, pottery, whatever.
Sure. There's a lot of the skincare and bath care products. I will only use stuff that I carry. And I started carrying them so I have easy access to them. Far Above Rubies is a goat milk soap company in town. She has her own herd of goats that she milks and then takes that milk and makes soap out of them. And it is the best soap I've ever used. The shampoo and conditioner from Alpenglow are some of my favorite. That's the only stuff I put on my hair anymore. Same thing, like face scrubs and things like that. I all use, from local products.
Why do you like them? Why are they better?
It's, you know, there, when you look at the list of ingredients, like, you know what these ingredients are. There's no alcohol in any of them, so it doesn't dry out your skin. It actually does moisturize your skin. And I know the people that made them, you know, like, I know the quality and the care and the love that goes into these products, and that really makes a difference.
So let me make a comment. So Lorth sulfate is a very common ingredient in shampoo and, you know, a hand cleaner and floor polish.
Wow.
And it's amazing because it really cleans. It strips the oils very nicely. Unfortunately, it also has this ability to leave a sticky residue. And so stuff in the environment tends to land and stick. And this is a fabulous effect for the shampoo people, because your hair comes out very nicely clean. And in no short time at all, it gets dull and lusterless and dirty again. So you have to use more of the product.
Yeah, right.
Very clever people who put that together, right?
Yeah. I think that's why there's alcohol in, like, most commercial lotions you get, because it dries out your skin, so you have to buy more lotion.
Yeah, same thing. Right. You feel better at first and worse later, so you use more and use more and use more like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
tell me some other things that you like. Okay, there's the skincare, personal hygiene products. What else?
Yeah. I'm a sucker for local pottery. I love opening my cabinets and seeing things that are handmade and they don't match. And so we have, I don't even know how many potters we carry anymore, but I think we're upwards to like 10 or 11. So those are, and I don't have really one in particular that I'm a fan of.
So what kind of stuff do they make? They make pitchers, coffee mugs?
Mugs, bowls, spoons, platters, soap dishes, spoon holders, little syrup jars, or, like, you know, milk or cream jars. Jewelry. There's jewelry made out of pottery. All sorts
of stuff. The same way. I don't like my dishes to match. Matchy matchy doesn't work for me. I want everybody to get their own dish and a story behind it. Like, I got this back on, you know, in aught three, you know, like that. and it's got some kind of interesting pattern or some kind of interesting thing. And it home right now, a goodly portion of my dishes are Christmas because I tend to buy stuff at Christmas. So we got all these Christmas dishes. We have Christmas all year long. It's like, what, should we put these away? No! I like the Christmas ones with the little reindeer and the Santas and the holly leaf thing. It's killer. So
I love it. That's awesome.
Adds character.
Cool.
All right, well,
tell me
about the meat stuff you guys are doing. That's really interesting to me. Where does it come from? What's going into it?
Yeah, so I actually went down a couple of months ago and did a farm tour of this farm, and like I was absolutely in awe. It's one family that does it. So I have one farmer that provides my beef, pork, lamb, and goat, and they're a family of, I think, five. And they, for a long time, did it all on their own, and I think they recently hired on someone to help them. But they have, I think, somewhere around, you know, a couple hundred acres down in Delta Junction. And what they'll do is they'll go through and they'll plant turnips and snap peas in the fall. They'll rotate the pastures that the animals are on so they can eat all of the greens that come up from the turnips and the peas and different grasses and things. After the first frost, those turnips will pop up out of the ground. So they'll let the animals do one more pass to eat the turnips. They grow their own hay using those same plant toppers. So they get, you know, this really nutrient-dense hay all winter. And then to supplement their diet in the winter, they actually are fed barley from the Alaska Flour Company, which is just down the road from them. And it is some of the best. I mean, I've had some of their goat chops and lamb chops. I will take home a steak from them every now and then, and it is the best. It is just, it's tasty and it's juicy. In addition to that, we also have fish. Right now we have shrimp, halibut, and king salmon. And that comes from a fish processor down in Ketchikan, and she fished from Trish, and she works with a bunch of different fishermen down in that area. And we also get live oysters once a month. And I think that might be my favorite, like, specialty product. Whenever we get oysters in, I'll take home like 5 dozen for myself, and we'll have a bunch of friends over and we'll have an oyster party, where we're just shooting oysters all night and baking them, and we've thrown them in the smoker before and all sorts of good stuff.
So you shuck them raw and then you cook them and you do a bunch of kind of things with them then, right?
Yeah. All sorts of different stuff.
Wow, so fun.
Yeah. It's a great time.
So how do you find these people? Do they find you? Do you call them up?
A lot of time on Instagram. No, it's a combination. We've gotten to the point now where the word has gotten out. So I spend a little less time hunting people down, and I have more people that come to me and ask, you know, hey, I either make this product, or I'm a business that's just starting up, or I'm a potter or an artist, or, you know. Or I'll have people come in that say, hey, have you heard of this? They just opened up down in Southeast, or, you know, wherever they may be, or they're opening up here in Fairbanks. So the further we get along in the process, the easier my job gets in terms of that. But, the Edible Alaska magazine is a great resource for new companies, things like that.
Since you're a systems person, I'm interested in how the system works. Let's talk about produce, because produce is problematic because, you know, what are you going to do in the wintertime? The answer is greenhouses and stored produce, which is fabulous.
Absolutely.
Really, that's the traditional way of doing it. But what about in the summertime? And there's you can take this wherever you want, but there's a specific problem that I'm going to address, which is oversupply. Because if your farmers are growing zucchinis, they're going to be buried in them.
Yeah.
And what do you do with that stuff? So,
exactly.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I have, I think, 9 or 10 different farms that I'm working with this coming summer. And what I did, and last summer it was just kind of a, you know, I was just kind of, you know, I was just learning everything. So I'd kind of take whatever people brought me. And this summer, we actually sat down right after Christmas. I sat down with each of these farmers and said, hey, here's what I would like you to grow for me. Here's how much we sold last year. Based on our projections for this summer, here's how much I think I can do. So plan your fields accordingly.
That's
last
great.
Summer, I had, funny you mentioned zucchini, I had so much zucchini that I was selling it at a loss at $1 a pound because I had like hundreds of pounds of it in the back.
Yeah, I called it, didn't I? I told you. I know. I've had a garden. I know it grows.
Yeah, oh, it does. It does. Yeah, I literally could not give it away.
Never enough carrots. Carrots, they're just too good. They last too long, and we always run out of them. Zucchini, yeah. You got to eat when it comes in, and what else are you going to do with it? I mean, you can freeze it, but it's just not as good frozen.
It's not the same. Yeah. Yeah, zucchini really is one of those things that you kind of just eat until you can't even look at zucchini anymore, and then you're good for a year,
yeah, right.
And you can pick it up again the next summer. So yeah, we're taking some steps to mitigate that for this next summer, and I think what the result is going to be this coming summer is a more diverse selection of produce. Like, we didn't have any Brussels sprouts last summer, and it was just kind of one of those things that I had forgotten about, and, you know, no one was really readily growing, because I think we had a really wet summer, so it didn't do the best, but...
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have a better selection, and I think we'll have more reasonable, a little more reasonable amount.
So I'm curious about the relationship you have with farmers and the characters that you're interacting with in funny stories. I'm thinking of some of the farmers I know, but we can't go into that right now. Right now, sure. It's time for us to do a break. So let's do a break right now, and we'll be back in a moment with more health talk.
Don't give up. Good health is possible. We'll be back with more health talk.
One in four people will have heartburn this week. One in six suffer from irritable bowel. Thousands more suffer from diseases caused by gut dysfunction and poor digestion. The good news is relief is here. I'm Dr. Scott Looper. My colleagues and I are experts in the effective treatment of gastrointestinal diseases. We are waiting to see you at White Spruce Medical. Call us to make an appointment. Located in the Steese Medical Center here in Fairbanks. Treating the core, living the cure. White Spruce Medical.
When you have an opinion.
In my opinion.
Do you have a new opinion, or do you have the same opinion you had before?
A question.
Let me start with question number one.
Here's my question.
Whether you agree.
My compliments to your guests on their accuracy of the statements they've made.
Or disagree.
Oh yeah, you guys think you know.
You guys don't have any idea what you're talking about.
This is your source for news.
This is rocket science, and things do happen on this stuff.
And conversation.
It's real, and it's fantastic.
From the supermarket to the stock market, follow the business news you can use daily on News Talk 660 KFAR.
Now, more health talk on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
So welcome back to Health Talk. Erica Moeller is our guest today. Erica is the owner and operator of the Roaming Root Market. And we're talking about local produce and the local stuff, I guess, really when you get down to it. Art supplies and cleaning supplies, and there are all kinds of different things that you've collected. So, Erica, I want to talk about the farming scene here in Fairbanks. And I imagine that some of our listeners don't realize how vital it is. And really, it's on the upswing. There are more farmers and more produce that's being made in Fairbanks. I mean, for a long time, you know, the farming was a thing of the past, what people did before, and everything came up in trucks. But that is not the case anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's interesting because in Fairbanks, so I talked earlier about two barriers to entry that I identified that farmers face here. And one was access to their market, which is one of the things that we seek to just address by existing. And the other is access to land. Land that is above the ice fog, on a south-facing hill, you know, this, that, and the other is going to be incredibly expensive, and good luck finding more than 5 acres. You know, especially that's like zoned for what it needs to be zoned for and everything else. A lot of the lands that's for sale in large tracts like that are either further out of town or they're in a swamp or, you know, whatever. So because of that, most of the farms here in Fairbanks are really small. And a lot of them will only sell goods to their neighbors, or they farm solely to feed them and their families. So yeah, it's a really vibrant, like almost underground scene, which is really just kind of cool. So there's more food being produced here in Fairbanks than I think most people realize at first glance. And it's because of these like kind of small family dynamics.
So there's two farmers I know. They've both been on the show before. One's Tom Zimmer with Calypso. The other one's Brad St. Pierre. Do you do any business with them? I mean, I know Tom mostly does, at this point, kind of education and, I don't know, kind of like a test farm or something like that.
But yeah. I absolutely love Calypso Farm. I think their mission is outstanding. And we worked together the one summer that we started kind of our own little farm. We went to the Calypso, the Southside Community Farmers Market that Calypso runs. And those guys are just great. But they have so much demand, and they kind of have their own little thing ironed down. So we didn't work together directly in terms of me selling their produce, especially because I think last summer they wanted to get as much food directly into the community for lower prices, and they wanted to kind of reach some parts of the community that a for-profit store such as my own wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
But I will always support their mission, and I'm pretty sure they feel the same way about me. They're awesome. Brad and I worked together a little bit last summer, but again, between their CSA and what they do at the farmers market, most of their produce was spoken for.
So I picked the two people that do the most outreach, have the most community around them. That's the reason why I know about them. But the fact of the matter is, Tom is a character. He's a card. He is just absolutely engaging. Yeah. And Brad is too. Brad's very articulate and has a clear vision. And it's easy for these guys to go out and make community. But you know what?
Yes.
Farmers, you know, traditionally aren't that social of people.
Yeah.
They're kind of hang out at home. Kind of. Yeah, right.
Yeah. This is definitely a stereotype, and it does not apply to everyone. But, like, it takes a certain kind of person to want to farm, especially in this day and age, and doubly especially in a place like Alaska, right? Like, being a farmer is hard enough with the subsidies and just, like, the just corporate farms and how farmers are kind of just tread all over, you know, by corporate conglomerates. But then when you step outside of that to local farms, it's hard in and of its own. But then you take that and you move it to a place like Alaska, where you have 3 months to get it right, and that's it. And it really does take, I think, an incredibly determined, hardworking, and in a sense, idealistic person to want to do that. And the result is that you get some really interesting characters and some really awesome characters, too, that decide to join that field.
So, Eric, I want to change the subject. We're getting close to the end of the show, and there's something that's really important for us to talk about. This is Health Talk, so we're going to talk about health. Not to say that the entire conversation hasn't really been about health, because being able to access good, healthy food is key to having good, healthy food. But here's the thing.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing I tell my patients. They say, Dr. Luber, what should I eat? And I say, I want you to eat food. Real food, actual food, food type food. When you look at it and you say, that's food. Well, can you be more specific? I said, yeah, go find the good stuff, because it's not always the same. I can't tell you to go eat Brussels sprouts, because maybe the Brussels sprouts are horrid. Maybe green beans are the fabulous thing this week, or the carrots are fabulous this week, or the whatever's fabulous week. Well, how can I tell if it's good or not? I said, you know, it's not that easy to tell when you got a mask on. Here's what you do, I say. You look to the right, you look to the left, you make sure no one's looking at you, then you take that mask off and you sniff the food and you can't give it a hard look. I said, here's what you buy. Go through and find the good stuff, whatever catches your eye, whether you look at those, you know, the beet greens and go, God, these look good today. These are just fabulous. Boom, that's what you buy. You buy the beet greens, right? So, Erica, talk to me about how you do this, because you're the chooser of this stuff. You know, how do you sort it out? Is there some, like, tip of the week placard? You know, the beet greens are killer this week. This is what you need to get. Stuff like that. Speak to that.
You know, all produce has its season, right? Like, the first things that you'll see in the store here are salad turnips and radishes and things like that. And then as we move through the summer, kind of end of July to beginning of September is where we have the peak things. You know, you'll have tomatoes and cucumbers and all of these things that take a little bit longer to fruit. So buying things in season, if you're going to like look it up, if you're going to Google it, I would say don't Google when are tomatoes in season. It's when are tomatoes in season in interior Alaska.
Yeah, right.
Specifically. You know, because right. It's very different. It's different even from here to Anchorage. So that, and then I really, when it comes to freshness and things like that, it makes it really easy when you take produce that's like a week and a half old and you have stuff that was just picked off the vine right next to it. So it's, and that's hard to do in a grocery store. Obviously I'm speaking directly in terms of my market. When I'm looking at produce, you can tell, you know, are the greens wilted or have they been kept in water? Is the fruit bruised? Is it kind of cut and torn up? You know, just like it's gotten nicked in things. And it really,
because it went through giant factory conveyor belt thingy and they all rolled around.
Not handled well.
It's true.
When you look at fruit specifically, and I'm thinking along the lines of like the strawberries that we have, you can tell by looking at them that they're a better quality. Like they are such a deep, deep red. You just don't see it in Fred Meyer's or Safeway. That color isn't there. So does that help anyone right now who's trying to eat healthy and in season? Not particularly. But when it comes around to summertime, you know, we can all only do the best we can. So looking at where, if you're going to a box store, like looking where things come from, how far away did they travel? Because that's going to have some implications for like when they were harvested and were they pre-ripened or were they forced to ripen, things like that. That is kind of key, knowing seasons and knowing where your food originated from. In terms of a store like ours, we just do our best to keep everything fresh on the shelves. So if you come here, you know that you're going to be getting like a really fresh produce, really good quality.
So Erica, part of the problem with this kind of thing is so many people just don't know better. They just buy whatever it's at the grocery store, forget it. They're not even going to buy out of the produce section. They're going to get a bag of frozen stuff that's been chopped up. And they just don't, they just don't know. They're looking for convenience or, you know, you're living on pizza pockets and Pop-Tarts, right?
Yeah.
So part of what you and I are doing is educating people. Part of what we do is we talk to people about good food, and when they eat it, they go, God, this is good. I don't like vegetables, but these are good. I get that all the time.
Right? Yeah.
I get that all the time. Yeah. So what do you do? What kind of, you know, I don't know, classes or outreach or what kind of things do you like promote? Stuff like that. How can people learn more about how to get the good stuff and how to, you know, eat well in a way that, you know, is healthy and tasty.
Absolutely. So classes, in order for us to do classes on things like that, I think we would really have to have kind of a different space than we have. But one of the things that we are going to be offering this summer is just little recipes. And we're not going to charge for them, but we're going to make a selection of recipes for each type of produce that we have in. So that way, you know, people don't know what to do with turnips. They're just kind of like that weird root vegetable that's in the store, and like they're pretty,
they're fabulous.
White, but you see them, they have a bad rap, right?
They're stir fried beautifully, and that little sharpness that they have is wonderful.
Yeah, and they make great mashed potatoes too.
Oh yeah, they do.
They really do. So we're going to be making little recipes and things like that, and placing them around next to the produce that we have. So if people are really just kind of looking at something and saying, man, I just don't know what I would do with that, take a recipe, you know, try something new. So we're going to try to eliminate that step of having to, like, research ahead of time and do the online searching or digging through recipe books to use some of these things. And then, of course, we're always available for questions about, you know, when was this harvested? Where did it come from? We only work with farmers that use sustainable agricultural practices, so no pesticides, no insecticides. You know, most of our farmers will have kind of their own compost source, things like that.
Erica, we're out of time. I'm sorry to say, this has been
That's all right.
such a fun conversation. I love Fairbanks. I love the people in Fairbanks. I like the weather in Fairbanks. We just had this big snow dump, and my heart went up. It didn't go down. I thought, yay, more snow. So I have a bad, I have a double dose of I love Fairbanks. I really do. But you coming in and opening your shop has really made Fairbanks a better place. I want to thank you so much
you.
For doing what you
thank
do.
Thank you so much.
Good. I'm looking forward to coming and buying produce from you. I've been in your store before. I like it already. But now that the produce is coming on, you're going to see a lot of me. So one last thing. How do people find their way to you? Where's your store located?
Yep. Okay. So we are in the Cheetah Pump Plaza. It's the same strip mall as like Lulu's, Lemongrass, the Red Fox. If they Google the Roaming Root Cellar, we'll come up on Google, and our address and our phone number are right there. The address is 372 Old Cheetah Pump Road, and our website is www.roamingrootak.com, and we've got all of our contact info right there. And they can sign up for our newsletters and learn what's, you know, coming down the line through those. We're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Excellent. Erica, thank you so much. Appreciate you with the good work you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. So I want to let everybody know this has been Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper. I'm the medical director of White Spruce Medical, located here in Fairbanks at the Steis Medical Center. Come see us. We're good at treating gut problems and all kinds of problems. Basically, tough things to figure out. We're your stop for that. So stay safe, stay healthy, stay in touch. We'll see you again next week.
Health Talk on KFAR Radio, brought to you by White Spruce Medical in the Steis Medical Center. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to KFARradio.com and go to the archives page for more Health Talk. Local stories, local programs, local news, local talk radio. We are KFAR.